Italy holds a referendum this weekend on whether to repeal the country's law on assisted fertility. It is one of the most restrictive such laws in the world. And with both the Pope and Italian bishops taking an active role, the campaign has triggered the most intense debate on moral issues in Italy since divorce and abortion were legalized in the 1970s. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The campaign got off to a tense start months ago when the Italian Bishops' Conference entered the political fray. Citing Catholic Church opposition to medically assisted fertility treatments, it called on Italian voters to boycott the referendum. Last week, Pope Benedict XVI made his first plunge into Italian politics, endorsing the Italian bishops' activist stance.
You are currently engaged in illuminating and motivating the choices of Catholics and of all citizens regarding the referendum on assisted procreation. The clarity and concreteness of your commitment is a sign of the solicitude you have as pastors for every human being.
Referendum promoters say a law introduced last year by Italy's conservative government is backward and oppressive. The law restricts fertility treatment to heterosexual couples, and it prohibits the screening of embryos for abnormalities. Now, voters will be called on to lift a ban on embryo research, remove limits on the number of eggs that can be fertilized, lift the ban on egg and sperm donors, and remove the article that attributes human rights to fertilized eggs. Leading Italian scientists, including two Nobel Prize winners, back repeal of the law, saying embryo research could help find cures to diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. This view is sharply challenged by Paola Binetti, president of Science and Life, a group calling for a boycott of the referendum.
There is an absolute mystification underway, which we counter with the force of reason, which tells us that an embryo cannot be dismantled just to uphold a theory that cures might one day be discovered.
The parish church of Lignano, a beach resort town north of Venice, is filled for Sunday Mass. The church is distributing a leaflet that urges voters to boycott the referendum, citing what it calls the delirium of inhuman science and that the right to have a child does not exist. Outside the church, Olga Negri, a young mother with her baby, says she'll follow the church's appeal.
First they say they'll start experimenting with embryos. Then who knows where they'll end up. I always say, don't go against nature.
But Francesca Vianello, the mother of a five-year-old, is angry at what she calls church interference.
I'm thinking church is asking to people something very, very wrong. I don't agree with the church because vote is a right of people. It's something that has to do with the decision of a woman to have a child.
The fight over the referendum has cut across both political and religious lines. Several government ministers say they favor repeal of the law, and more than 1,000 practicing Catholics, including many nuns and priests, have signed a document upholding freedom of conscience. Church leaders hope a low turnout will doom repeal of the law, because at least 50% of eligible voters must cast ballots to make the referendum valid. Marco Capato, head of an organization promoting scientific research, says church leaders are also pinning their hopes on indifferent voters and summer vacationers.
Because they know they are weak, they know they are a minority on those kind of issues, and they know that the only way for them to win is not to win, is to boycott.
Promoters of the referendum staged a rally in Rome this week. Speakers insisted on women's reproductive rights, that Italy should not be left behind in scientific research, and that separation between church and state be defended. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.